In the evening edition, the NUPW promising to fight a government plan to change key positions to contract posts. PSV operators call for talks with government on the proposed new mass transit authority. Health officials push back the date for Barbadians to get their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but stress there's no shortage, there's enough for everyone to get their second shot. This is the EU medicines regulator today declare the AstraZeneca vaccine used here in Barbados safe and effective. And the HT president declares a state of emergency and asks the UN and OAS for help battling bandits across that country. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Solar Dynamics does not see eye to eye with its competitor. When they tell you buy once, yours for a lifetime, and you will have to break the bank to get the safety tempered glass, and that the 80-gallon system will pay for itself in 16 months, it was all fake news. The 25% wider copper tubes is fake news too. If you can find the 25% tubes wider than ours, we will buy them for you. Solar Dynamics. Hotter, stronger, safer, and the cleanest hot water backed by the world game changer temperature guarantee since 1980. How hot is hot? Measure it. Now, you know some of the reasons why we do not see eye to eye. Call Solar Dynamics at 425-1540.
The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, says it intends to take whatever action is necessary to halt government's reported plan to change senior public sector posts to contract positions. General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Rowland, tells Starcom Network News that the union will not stand idly by while, in his opinion, the rights of public officers are eroded.
We would prepare to fight and to march with public officers if this is the intention to move away from the impartial process where public workers will vote for a post, then to move to a contract position. We are prepared to make a stance for it or to call up public officers if it comes to that. We cannot sit down idly and let the public service be another political football or to be something where someone is elected based on a contract. No.
In fact, Mr. Warren says politics should be kept out of the appointment process.
This is an attempt to put the tentacles over senior public officers at the whims and fancies of the political directorate to determine who will get appointment. What it also does, those officers who would have earned their right based on merit to move up the PS, the deputy PS, the senior admin officers to move up the ladder, who would have earned it, their votes could be dashed because these contract appointments will be politically influenced.
Health officials have pushed back by several weeks the date for Barbadians to get their second dose of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Co-coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Major David Clark, tells Starcom Network News that while the vaccinated people were originally told they would get the second injection 4 weeks later, the medical committee that advises the vaccination team recommends a later date since inoculations are more effective if spaced more widely apart.
Originally, we had told people 4 weeks, but that has been changed to 10 weeks. 10 to 12 weeks. It was judged that the efficacy rate is much better if you do 10 to 12 weeks later. And so our medical committee who advise us, which Dr. Ferdinand, who's my co-coordinator, they have decided that we'll give the second jab 10 weeks after. So, and the starting date for that would be April the 17th.
Major Clark says the appointment system has gone very well so far, and he expects to clear the backlog very soon of the 18 to 69 age group with chronic conditions.
It is still hype. We've had to, we're doing the backlog. We had a backlog of 15,000 people who registered. So we're slowly going through that list. People are still calling every day wanting to know when we get to their category. So if you can appreciate, we are doing different categories. So we were concentrated on the frontline workers and then the 70 and over. And now we're on the 18 to 69 with chronic NCD.
Major Clark also stressed that there's no shortage of vaccines here in Barbados and that there's in fact enough for everyone who got their first shot to receive their second dose. Meantime, the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine used by Barbados was today declared safe and effective by the European Union Medicines Regulator. This was the conclusion following an investigation by the European Medicines Agency, EMA, after 13 EU states suspended use of the vaccine over fears of a link to blood clots. The regulator found the vaccine was not associated with a higher risk of clots. Italy, Spain, and Germany announced they would resume using the AstraZeneca vaccine. Sweden said it needed a few days to decide. The Barbados COVID-19 monitoring unit is denying what it says is a media article indicating that restaurants are required to close at 6 p.m. on Sundays. In fact, the head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, tells Starcom Network News those businesses are allowed to operate up to as late as 9 p.m.
There's been a report in the news media that says that restaurants were supposed to be closed at 6 o'clock on Sunday or not open at 6 o'clock. That is quite erroneous. The actual order says, I'll quote it, restaurants shall be permitted to open for regular service from Monday to Sunday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. So the restaurants are allowed to open, and they are allowed to open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Meantime, with water sports operators asking to be allowed to run their boats for maintenance purposes, Mr. Chapman stresses that the unit is willing to entertain requests for exemptions.
But what we would ask those persons to do, if they have a particular concern, they can contact us at the COVID-19 monitoring unit, or if they need an exemption for any sort of activity, they can use the facility which is led by the Attorney General on the website, www.gov.bb, or they can send an email to the Attorney General's office asking for exemption or review of any one of those areas.
And it has been confirmed that special provision has been made for some watercraft which operate from the Port St. Charles Marina to go out on the water for maintenance purposes. General Manager of Port St. Charles, Stephen Austin, confirmed the operators were granted permission by the Office of the Attorney General.
It's a boat maintenance company here at Port St. Charles that operates the business, and they have permission from the Attorney General to check and do maintenance. I spoke to the owner of the company. He showed me the correspondence to the Attorney General. A boat like anything else needs maintenance, and he applied for and got that permission. And they went up to make sure that the knocking and the things that they were fixed, and they were just doing their due maintenance on boats. There will be a lot more boats that need this maintenance.
The Alliance of Owners of Public Transport is calling for a discussion with the Minister of Transport and Works on the proposed mass transit authority announced in Parliament yesterday. The Alliance's Communications and Marketing Officer, Mark Hayden, says they're totally unaware of what the plans are and they're keen to hear more.
I would think that the Honourable Minister would have to sit down with us and to discuss the mechanics of it. So we do not know offhand exactly what the Minister, what he has proposed. We will await word from him when he documents it or when he circulates the information for us to study. But anything that is going to be done to the benefit of the industry, we welcome.
Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse has declared a state of emergency in several areas of the country in an effort to stem the upsurge in crime across that nation. Mr. Moïse has also asked the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, for technical and logistical help to combat what he described as banditry in Haiti. This follows a similar appeal made earlier in the week to the Secretary General of the Organization of American States. Last Friday, 4 police officers were killed and 8 injured in an attempted raid on a gang stronghold, and their armored vehicles and high-caliber automatic weapons were stolen. President Moïse denounced the acts as a declaration of war against that society. Our top stories. The NUPW promising to fight a government plan to change key positions to contract posts. PSV operators call for talks with government on the proposed new mass transit authority. Health officials push back the date for Barbadians to get their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but stress there is no shortage of doses and there are enough for everyone who got that first shot to get the second dose. This as the EU medicines regulator today declared the AstraZeneca vaccine use here in Barbados safe and effective. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.